Welcome to UniJena International, the podcast of the International Office at the University of Jena. In this podcast, we get to know people and possibilities at Jena University. My name is Laura Kaden and I work in the team incoming of the International Office. And today I am joined by Matvey Bladienko. He studies the Pathway program at Friedrich Schiller University. What this means is what we're going to talk about today. Hi Matvey, nice to have you and thank you for coming. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi Laura, nice to see you. As it has already been told, my name is Matvey. I'm from Ukraine and I study this Pathway program at Jena University.
Maybe it's interesting to know what subject you're studying.
Okay, so I study business analytics and optimization.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, we get to know more about that because I would like to know how your path was to the University of Jena. How did you know about it, about the university, about the Pathway program, about your subject, everything?
Okay, so I'm not sure anymore, but March 2022, I ended up in Weimar in Germany because of Russians, of course. And anyways, I had a lot of other things to do in Weimar. So I've been working on a project run by VHS Weimar. We have been organizing some free time for Ukrainian refugee kids. And it took a while, but at some point, someday, I also had to think about my own education. And so I started researching. I also went to a consultation by job office. So first of all, I was really, really undecided about what should I study. Should I study at all? Should I do something else? If I should study, at what university, what subject, what program? I had zero idea. So I started researching. I also went to a consultation by a job office in Weimar, and I was told about the Jena University and an auditor program here at the university. This program was basically a possibility for me to call to the lectures, to get into the university without being a real student. I had an opportunity to try different stuff out, like economics, law, biology, pretty much everything I was interested in. And so I could get some experiences and make the decision about what do I like, what I don't really like, what would I probably like to study in the future, about the possibilities, about my own preferences, also about skills of mine. So and so I got to the point where I could just make that decision and choose my study program to start studying in.
Interesting. And this first program, the auditor program, is it called like that in English? Of course, I will link the information in the show notes. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Okay, so it's basically other program ran by Jena University for those who, like, I don't know, for a target group. If you are interested in many different things, you can get into the university without becoming a real student, without having to worry about your degrees, your exams, whatsoever. But you can go into the lectures, you can try stuff out, you can just learn by hearing different things and different stuff. So, well, I kind of got interested in informatics and IT systems, etc. I can apply myself for this auditor program and I can choose like lectures from other degree programs where normally students, IT students, informatics students, computer science students would go. And I can also go there without having to really, really study. So it's kind of like it's just the same as hearing some science-based or science fictionary podcasts on Spotify or wherever, But like in real life, and you just go to the university, you get to know people, you get to know the atmosphere they study in, and you just have many, many possibilities to learn different things, to try different things out.
Yeah, sounds interesting. And this pathway program you're studying right now, or so-called Probestudium International, what exactly is that?
So in Germany, you basically need a special permission in order to be allowed to study at a university. This permission is called Hochschulzugangsberechtigung. It sounds scary, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And so basically those who don't go to the German school have also alternative ways to get this Hochschulzugangsberechtigung. And there are many possibilities. So maybe Laura, could you please get into this point in more details?
Yeah, for sure. No. In English, this Hochschulzugangsberechtigung is called University Entrance Qualification. As the name shows, it's about if you're qualified to enter a German university. That's the question. So the scale is the German Abitur. And if you went to school abroad, you get compared with that, or your certificate get compared with that German Abitur. Maybe it's equivalent, so you can enter university directly. Maybe it's not, so you need to add some things. Maybe 1 year or 2 years of studying at a university, and after that you can enter a German university. Or maybe preparatory year, Studienkolleg here in Germany. So you prepare yourself to study at a university, you get lectures or courses about your future subject, and you learn German there to enter university afterwards. But if you don't have that entrance qualification yet, you may be able to do the Probestudium, the pathway program we are talking about right now. So one requirement, you could say, is that the Hochschulzugangsberechtigung, the entrance qualification, is missing. That's a really nice requirement, but there are more requirements, right?
Yep. So as for others, there is also a requirement. It is required for you not to be having a German citizenship, which shouldn't be a big trouble at all, I guess.
Yeah, so if you're a German person without Abitur or Hochschulzugangsberechtigung, there's also a pathway program for them. You can find the information linked here. But for international students, of course, they're international by nature.
Yep, and for other requirements, the study program, the degree program you choose, has to be a not NZ degree program. So it's basically a program everybody is allowed to study. Just try to Google about what NZ Studiengang in Deutschland, in Germany is.
Yeah, it means the subjects of your study in a pathway program shouldn't be restricted in admission, like medicine, dentistry, or pharmacy.
Yep. Exactly. That's exactly what I wanted to say. And for all the others, you also have to have corresponding language skills. You have to have a German language certificate at level TSH2 or equivalent. You also have to get at least 30 ECTS points after 2 semesters of studying in these pathway programs. Otherwise, you would not be allowed to study afterwards as a normal student. So just, good luck with that. And for the last requirement, you also have to get a test as certificate. So it's basically a attitude test to prove you are actually able to study at a university in Germany. There is a core part, there is a specified part, and that's pretty much the exam for you to prove you have some kind of knowledge
to study in general, yep. I would say, yeah.
And just to show you are prepared enough, you're really ready to get into this study program. And I think it also is pretty much it. But you'd better check it yourself on the website of university if you're really interested in doing this program.
Yeah, and for sure you can always contact me and my colleagues at the international office. You find the contacts linked here. So it appears that there are different phases in that pathway program while studying. Can you describe that for us?
Okay, so basically the first phase would be you applying for a pathway program as you could have been awaiting it. So the second, after you got accepted, after you got the exception, you start your studies as a just as a normal student of Yen University, except you're doing it for 2 semesters, and after 2 semesters, you have to have gotten like 30 or more ECTS points. Otherwise, you are not allowed to get into the third phase of the pathway program, where you just basically continue studying as a normal student of Yen University with all the rights and all the freedom for you to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so this first year is the important part of the pathway program, because after that year and after showing that you received 30 credit points, you get that university entrance qualification we talked about for the University of Jena. But there is something important to mind, right? You get that qualification, but after that, you cannot simply change your subject however you want.
Exactly. But you can also switch to a really, really related one.
Okay.
For example, for me studying business analytics and optimization, I could also possibly switch to business analytics stochastic, but why would I do that?
But you couldn't switch just to
medicine.
Yeah, for sure. Not, or I don't know, sports and everything.
Gender studies, it's
not
whatsoever.
Related. Yeah, okay. And how did it come that the pathway program was the fitting way to university for you?
Okay, so first of all, I would say I was like really pretty much something of a target group,
mm-hmm.
like with no German citizenship and whatsoever, all the requirements we have talked about, they are also relevant for me. But I had already German language certificate.
Yeah.
At a pretty much good level, so that I could possibly start my studies here if I had this Hochschulzugangsberechtigung. And pathway program at Yen University was also a great opportunity for me to get into studies without wasting a year for a preparatory college,
mm-hmm.
Called Studienkolleg. And it's also great because I didn't have to take place at this preparatory college from the other person who would really, really require it because of not having enough German skills or because of not being really, really sure about the fitting degree program
mm-hmm.
to study, because you can't really switch it afterwards.
Yeah. And would you say it was the right decision to study
Absolutely.
The pathway program?
Yes? Absolutely.
Okay.
So I would say it couldn't be any better. It was a really, really nice decision and I'm really happy about it. And as I already told, I'm really pleased because of not having to go to the preparatory college or whatsoever, which is really, really nice.
Yeah, sounds great, and sounds like the pathway program was the perfect way for you to enter university here in Germany. Thank you, Matvi, that you were here today for sharing your experiences with this very special kind of study program, and I wish you all the best for your studies and your future. And if you've got interested in also joining the pathway program because you already do have pretty good German language skills, but no university entrance qualification, you find all the information linked in the show notes. Thank you for listening and goodbye.